It is now my privilege to introduce Brother Bruce Olson, President of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Olson will welcome these graduates into membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Olson, please.
One of my favorite moments on this campus is graduation time. And one of the much-loved scenes is to observe the graduates as they assemble, even in the snow, in front of the lawn on the Smoot Administration Building. Decked out in their caps and gowns, they greet classmates and professors for perhaps the last time. The graduates are then formed into lines and march up the ramps behind the American University flags, administration, general authorities, general auxiliary leaders, faculty, and other dignitaries who led the procession then pause as each of the graduates file by. For me, there's always been a special spirit that engulfs the campus at commencement time. Seems that the Spirit of the Lord rests in even greater measure on this hallowed ground. One might say, the Spirit of the Y is in greater abundance during these final moments that you graduates are on campus. Of all the many lines that you've stood in while at BYU, the line you formed to come into Marriott Center today has to be the most meaningful line thus far in your life. Your line now leads you away from your alma mater as you leave this phase of your education behind. When you move away from this hilltop campus, you will stand in a vanguard of 370,000 living alumni of BYU. You go forth not only to apply your newly recognized knowledge, but also to serve humankind across the world in both your labors for a living and in your callings in the church. Each of you will take with you a storehouse filled with precious memories and special insights. Hopefully, you'll have received your own heavenly manifestation that there was indeed a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the attendant authority to bind on earth and in heaven. Sacred ordinances and heaven-sent covenants have come to you because there is a God who indeed loves you, provided your spiritual birth, and guides your earthly existence. All is meant to bring you back to your celestial home with honor and eternal possibilities for continued growth and development. During the BYU Centennial Celebration in 1975, I worked in the administration of the university. One of my responsibilities was to organize and manage a march from the old lower campus, now the Provo City Library, to a centennial convocation that was held here in this building. President Spencer W. Kimball and his wife Camilla led the parade. We organized the march because in the early days of this institution, Carl G. Mazur, on Founders Day, took the students to the old buildings where they had once held classes, then marched behind class banners to the newer location where the Academy's classes were now being held. The reenactment of the Mazur March was a people parade. We left the lower campus, came across 800 North, then up Temple Hill, and as that happened, I maneuvered among the vehicles and the participants so that when we got to the Mazur building, I was where I could see the parade as it rounded the hill and headed north. While standing there watching President Kimball and President Oaks and alumni from the various years go by, I felt the presence of the past presidents of BYU. I had the distinct feeling that Carl G. Mazur and other presidents and notables who pioneered BYU's progress all seemed to be present there on the lawn between the Mazur building and what was then called the President's Home. I did not see them, but I keenly felt their presence. It seemed to me that they were being allowed to view the celebration of the very existence of the university they had individually done so much to shape. Their efforts and sacrifices, achievements were indeed being recognized as the university reached its 100-year mark. The line of distinguished presidents who have served here, from Carl G. Mazur to Cecil O. Samuelson, have each played important roles. Brick by brick, student by student, achievement by achievement, moving Zion's university forward. So have each of you graduates. I contributed class by class, friendship by friendship, course by course in this forward march. You, new alumni, join the lines that have gone before you to carry with you the light of knowledge and the Spirit of the Lord that has grown within you here. We refer to this unique blend of light and testimony as the Spirit of the Y. It is a gift of great value. As you look back, and as time itself brings you even greater perspective, you will see how the Lord has blessed your life. I believe you'll clearly see that, as with the parade of students who have passed these same portals, your most cherished experiences at BYU came because undergirding and surrounding these experiences was the Spirit of the Lord. It was manifested in dedicated classrooms, on acres of consecrated soil, and witnessed to you by leaders and professors with testimonies of the truth. These sacred events in your life may have occurred as you studied your chosen profession. They may have occurred during your devotional assemblies or in conversations with a group of returned missionaries with whom you served. It may have been in a quiet moment in the Provo Temple or strolling across the campus and hearing the carillon bells. But all privileged to study here have had the added opportunity of receiving a personal witness of the Holy Ghost and experiencing the thrill of evensong of the Spirit of the Y. It's now your turn to add luster to the name of Brigham Young University. You and those also in your line will forever be examples to the world of what the gospel does for women and men who seek learning by study and also by faith. You are called to step forward to serve in the church, to make a difference in your profession, to hone your talents, to bless your families with your gospel-rich educations. May you too remember your alma mater and the sacred days that you have spent here. May you long recall that your testimony was rekindled each day through supplication and application of the gospel. Indeed, you're in that long line of men and women who have experienced the Spirit of the Y. May you ever say yes as you are called to serve and to contribute. As the president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association Board of Directors, I hereby confer on each of you lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. As I said earlier, some 370,000 alumni worldwide join me in offering our congratulations and welcome to you. You will have many opportunities to combine with your fellow alumni in meaningful activities associated with this great school. God bless you and your line as you march from this convocation. The world needs you, and the Lord will use your talents to bless His children in the church and in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.